Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Joe Cocker bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to check out the video, too, while you're there. Speaking of the poll question, I want to talk about something I mentioned earlier in the hour with Robert Bryce when we were talking about the Keystone Pipeline. I want to talk about that just a little bit more. And I think it's important that we get one thing straight first. The United States of America, which consumes more carbon fuel per capita than any other nation on the planet, does not have a national energy policy. Think about that, folks. We do not have a national energy policy. Now, we don't have one now. We've never had one, nor is there one being considered. Now, I think that is the stupidest thing in the world. I think that's something that if politicians in Washington had any shame, they would be ashamed of that. So when the Keystone Pipeline, which would bisect the U.S. by carrying Canadian crude and other crude, not just Canadian crude, but crude from North Dakota, as Robert Bryce reported earlier in the hour, but other oil from America, from the United States, that would carry that crude down to the Gulf, down to Texas. When it was proposed, the Keystone Pipeline, It's not like it fit into some, or it had violated some kind of an energy, of a grand energy plan. We don't have one of those, right? But it did push the buttons of a lot of people, and it created some strange bedfellows. Here are some of the people whose buttons this pipeline pushed, and why it pushed their buttons. The environmentalists hate the Keystone Pipeline. One, because it will break, and because they think it will break and contaminate the environment, right? Second thing, reason they don't like it is they don't like anything that promotes the use of more carbon fuel. That's just antithetical to them. That's the environmentalists. The unions like it. Think about that. The environmentalists don't like it. Unions like it, number one, because it creates thousands of jobs that they hope will be union jobs. Number two, they desperately need more union dues for those jobs. Unions are declining, right? So this is an opportunity to in one fell swoop, increase union jobs. So they like this. It's supposedly create 15, 20,000 jobs. The Obama administration hates it because, number one, they only like green jobs. The Obama administration, I'm sorry, this is just the case, folks. You can't deny this. The Obama administration only likes green jobs, and crude oil is either black or brown, but never green. And the second reason they don't like it, they don't like the Keystone Pipeline, is because they made the calculation that they can get more political capital by ticking off the unions than by ticking off the environmentalists. Now it's 100% a political play, and they made that decision. And that's the strange bedfellows thing. Typically, unions and environmentalists are both strong supporters of President Obama, the Obama administration. So he's chosen one over the other. He made Sophie's choice here. He had to make Sophie's choice, and he made it. He made it against the unions, against the pipeline. The petroleum industry likes the pipeline because, number one, they like anything that puts the word more in front of oil. And two, it ticks off the environmentalists. Probably not really, but I just thought that'd be fun to stick in there. And then the marketplace likes it. You and I like it because it creates thousands of jobs, number one. And number two, we need more jobs. Most members of Congress like it, number one, because it creates jobs, and unlike the Obama administration, they don't care what color jobs we get, green, brown, black, whatever. And the second reason that members of Congress like it is they can take credit for creating jobs. So that leaves only one group left, the small business group, you and me. And so, and when we ask you what you thought about this, as I reported earlier, I'm going to report it again. Almost 9 out of 10, 87% of our respondents to our poll question, what should we do about the pipeline, said yes, the pipeline will create jobs and reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil. Apparently, we don't think Canadian oil is foreign. And less than 10% said no, it would be an environmental nightmare. And then there were a couple of percentages that were uncertain. Consequently, if you just do the math, clearly more groups want the Keystone Pipeline than don't. And since I believe the small business vote should be double, see, I think you and I, whatever, however, our votes should get double weight, of course, right, because we're so important. The pipeline should be a slam dunk. It ought to be a slam dunk for anybody. But Barack Obama, President Obama, has the Oval Office. That's his bully pulpit. He's got that going for him, which he used, as you know, last week to reject the pipeline. For now, the Keystone Pipeline is dead. Maybe it will be revived. I hope it is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.